It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Chris Barkley. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Cal. Thanks for having me on, man.
You bet. You are a busy fella. Not only do you have a single called 360 out, but I'm kind of interrupting hockey here a little bit, am I? Or what's the deal?
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know, things are starting to get a little bit at least back to normal. So we're able to get back on the ice. And you know, I grew up playing hockey, and I played junior hockey. Actually was out to Humboldt, Saskatchewan for the Royal Bank Cup, the GRA National Championship years ago. And so I try and stay connected to the game now with music and everything. I still love hockey. I still love sports. So I work at a local hockey school. I help out friends of mine that run a hockey school and then get on the ice with the kids and help train athletes and hopefully pass on a little bit of what I had in hockey and all the good memories I had of hockey and pass that on to the next generation of kids.
Perfect, perfect. We'll talk about Wounded Warriors here too in a second, Chris, but I want to talk about country music with you and a song called 360 that you've got out. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, we had so much fun writing this song. It's one of those things that it was actually supposed to be a ballad. The idea was in a ballad, like she's a 360, she's got it all. She's this total package. Like her looks, like, you know, you meet a woman, or I mean, you meet anybody in a bar, a girl meeting the guys, or whatever, the same thing is, you know, it's out of 10, usually the looks are out of 10, right? So she's a 10 out of 10, or whatever the case might be, but that's only the 10. The rest of her is the 360. You know, it's all her that comes together in this song to make her a 360. So it was supposed to be a ballad. We started writing it that way. And then one of my producers was in the write with us that day, and he said, hey, why don't we try it like this? And he came up with the little banjo line and this whole thing. And all of a sudden it was like, oh, okay, we got a heater on our hands here, and this is going to be fun. So and then the lyrics just kind of rolled out of us. Just we thought, let's just write the most fun lyrics, just keep it super, super light, super upbeat. And then, yeah, just it was so much fun to write. We were laughing almost the entire time we wrote the song. And so those are the kind of songs I love, because I love to have that kind of energy and that kind of fun on stage. And so hopefully the recording translates that way, and you know, country music fans can kind of catch that energy that we had in the room that day.
It's a great track, and I know nothing about songwriting at all, but I love the fact that a song can evolve on its own just in that case. I think that's fantastic the way that happened.
Yeah, I mean, some of our favorite songs do start out one way and then completely turn about face and do something else and end up, you know, completely differently than you expected. I think that's the beauty of songwriting, especially co-writing, going in with a certain idea for a song and being dead set on, hey, this is a great idea. But you bring it in the room with some talented people, throw it on the table, and all of a sudden someone throws something out at it, and then that gives somebody else an idea. And the next thing you know, it's like a hurricane of ideas, and then, you know, the song sounds different than what you would have came in the room thinking, but it's way better for it. And the same thing going in to record it, right? You bring that song to your producers and to your musicians in the studio and say, hey, what do you guys think of this? And then they take it and then they spin it and they put it on their own direction on it. Like there are times in a studio where I'm looking at, like, my producer will go, okay, let's try this. We're going to do it like this. And I'm looking at him going, like, you lost it now. I gave it to you on the last. I let you have the last one, but you lost it. You're out of your mind now. And then, yeah, right? And then it turns out, like, when it gets blended in, it gets mixed up, and you're like, oh, okay. You're a genius. It's fine.
That's right. Nice, nice. As we said off the top of the interview, I want to talk a little bit about Wounded Warriors and how important that is to you. Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I mean, it goes all the way back to my childhood. My grandfather left New Brunswick, Ontario. Came to Ontario, joined the military as a private, and worked his way all the way up and retired as a warrant officer. He spent well over 20 years in the military, and he was very proud of it. I mean, every time I went over to the house, his favorite sweater said Army right across the chest. And, I mean, it was something that he wore on his sleeve, and he was so proud of. And that was instilled in me as a young kid. And, you know, I couldn't wait for Papa to come over to hear the stories and, you know, all the stuff that he'd done. And I was just so proud of it and proud of what our country has done on a global scale throughout history, if you look back. And so I've always been a advocate of it. I've always been a supporter of the men and women that put the uniform on every day and do what they do. And I've always wanted to get involved. And last year in Ontario, there's a festival called the Havelock Jamboree. And they hired me to host it. They thought I would say, like, hey, you know, you're funny. You could be the host of the Jamboree. And I said, hey, a gig's a gig. I'm pumped. Let's go. And then they said, as your entrance as host, how would you like to jump out of a Hercules airplane with the Canadian military Skyhawks?
Yeah.
Well, there's only real, there's only one answer to that question.
Yeah.
You know, have to do it.
Yeah.
So I get in this plane, and it's out of a movie. You get up in the air, and the back of the plane drops out, and then you're like, oh, man, you're looking out over the, you know, the big stages, and it they look like little dots, right, from 12,500 feet or however high we were, you know, and all right, go time, and you jump, and you do it, and you commit with these guys, and it was just such a crazy experience. Well, when I hit the ground, like, you know, gently grazed into the ground, let's just say, because it was a very, very professional landing. It wasn't, there was no hitting, but anyway, they had a mic for me, and that was how I was the intro as host of the Havelock Jamboree that year, and the Wounded Warriors happened to be there that year, and I met them, and I started telling them my story about my grandfather, my buddies who are in the military, and doing, you know, all these things, and how much I support them, and so we got to talking, and I've always talked about wanting to get involved and wanting to make a difference, like, what can I do to help, even though I'm not serving, what can I do to be a part of it, to try and help in any way that I can. And so what we're doing is, in the military, part of the training to be a combat soldier is you have to put a backpack on, they call it a rucksack, and you have to put 50 pounds in it, and you got to walk 13 kilometers. It's called a ruck march.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I've decided to do, on recommendation from a couple of my buddies, my military buddies, who I always tell them that I could do a ruck march faster than they can, you know, still thinking I'm a hockey player. and it gets them going, and we get all fired up, and then we never end up doing it. Well, my one buddy said, hey, man, why don't you do a ruck march for real, but do it in support of Wounded Warriors? And I thought, that's genius.
Yeah.
So we've reached out to the community. You know, I'm from just outside of Toronto, Ontario. We reached out to the community, and we've kind of set up this thing, and obviously following health guidelines and everything, people are registering to ruck with us, people are donating money, and it's all for a good cause. It's all going directly to the Wounded Warriors, who are all the way across Canada. 82 cents of every dollar goes directly into their programs, goes directly to the veterans and their families who really do need it, with operational stress injuries, PTSD, stuff like that. And so it's a really great cause, and I'm really, really excited to give back and do something positive in the community.
That's awesome. Awesome, Chris. We could talk for quite a while here, but let's get your social media out there for people to catch up to you. What's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I'd love to. I mean, I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I kind of think I'm most active on Instagram, I think. I always try and, you know, if you're going to reach out, DM me, and you want to say hi, I mean, I try and get to every message I see. So feel free to reach out. It's Chris with a K too. So I get that mixed up a lot. I didn't pick the K, but you know, that's what I got. So, yeah, reach out to me on social media, Instagram, Chris.Barclay, or Twitter and Facebook and everything else. And, I'd love to connect with people and meet people, and I'm always trying to make new friends. And, hopefully when life gets back to normal, I can get out that way and play some shows.
That'd be great, Chris. Thanks so much for the chat. Good luck with this new tune and with everything you're doing with the Wounded Warriors, and we'll talk again for sure.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Thanks for your time.
Chris Barclay on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.